Researchers already linked sea otters to carbon sequestration. It's a simple case of cause and effect. Kelp absorbs and stores carbon from the atmosphere. Sea urchins eat kelp, lowering the amount of carbon the marine plants take in. Otters eat urchins, allowing healthy kelp forests to grow.
Most of the carbon that's in living tissues of organisms is tied up in plants.
Chris Wilmers is an environmental studies professor at the University of California, Santa Cruz.
And so if plants are doing a lot better, then it stands to reason that maybe there's more carbon in the system.
Wilmers led a project to calculate the amount of the greenhouse gas otters help remove. He spoke during a recent teleconference hosted by the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy. He says scientists compare data collected over the past 40 years to more recent information. They studied sites from southern British Columbia to the end of the Aleutians, and they compared otter-rich areas to those with few of the marine mammals. Researchers found areas where otters live had 5 to 10% less atmospheric carbon than those where they don't. Wilmer says it's about the same amount 5 million cars would emit in an average year. Researchers then calculated its value on the European carbon exchange.
We looked up what the price of carbon futures were when we were writing the study. We multiplied it by the amount of carbon otters are indirectly sequestering. And it comes out to be roughly worth somewhere between $200 and $400 million.
But there's a downside. The greenhouse gases ocean plants remove from the atmosphere do not disappear.
If the kelp are taking up more carbon and sinking that carbon into the deep ocean, then, you know, over long time scales, there'll be more carbon in the ocean, so theoretically it could increase acidification.
Scientists know higher levels of acidity damage shellfish, including crab. It may also affect salmon behavior. But Wilmers and his fellow researchers say the impacts are limited.
The real point of the study is to show that an animal, and in this case a predator, can have a big effect on the carbon cycle in its ecosystem. And if otters covered the planet, they could have a huge impact on climate change and ocean acidification. But the reality is they just occupy this little sliver of the planet. But where they do live, their impact is large.
He says otters do not remove all sea urchins, but they eat enough to drop numbers significantly. Otter populations are growing in southeast Alaska, Kachemak Bay, and some other locations. While they eat urchins, they also consume crabs, clams, and sea cucumbers. That's impacting fishermen and divers who harvest those valuable species. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.